Hello and welcome to Off the Books, where we surf the uncharted waters of accounting, finance, risk, and wherever else the waves take us. This episode is brought to you by Workiva, the only platform that unifies financial reporting, ESG, audit, and risk, and crunches the numbers on all accounting needs. Check it out at workiva.com/podcast. My name is Mike Gravine, and I'm an Off the Books producer and recovering Sherry Coke addict and today's host. With me, as always, are our two lovely co-hosts, Catherine Tsai and Steve Soder. Please introduce yourself, starting with Catherine.
Hi, I'm Catherine Tsai. I'm a professional asker of questions, and I like to drink venti soy chais.
And hello, everyone. I'm Steve Soder, accounting enthusiast and Diet Coke aficionado. If we haven't said it, and even if we have, I'm looking forward to debiting a great conversation.
You know, I used to steal it and put it in my intros, then I realized that really is a Steve trademark phrase, so I've stopped saying it, because you're the one who's looking forward to debiting a great conversation.
Oh, you're not looking forward to having a good conversation.
I am. I'm still just unsure what debiting means.
You know what? If you want to check out a early episode of me explaining memes to Drew Dubner, we actually talk all about it. But we can get to that a separate time.
Yes. Memes will come back. over the last 2 years, we have been on a journey. We've been grinding away and drowning in blood, sweat, and popcorn butter to find the best accounting movie of all time. And today, we are finally here to determine that. Eight movies are entering, and then one will come out. And it will be the definitive, legal, and only best accounting movie. And they were closing the book on the bracket. But, and I could do a little teaser, we're not closing the book on accounting movies, because more are being made all the time. Before we dive in to the battles, what did we learn in this two-year journey?
There's a lot of drama in the numbers.
Yes.
Who knew?
100%. I think the other thing that we learned is that the definition of accounting movie is loose at best and in no way represents true accounting standards, which are arguably loose, but maybe not as loose as we were using to define what is and is not an accounting movie.
That's a good point. Because to go back to the beginning, maybe some of our listeners haven't listened to that. You should go back and listen to how we got to these eight we'll finally be battling. And, you know, the deep dives into each one of them. We started with 32 movies, I believe. And I am a movie guy. And so I put the list together. And I bet the list would be different if Steve, the accountant, put the list together of accounting movies. But would there have been 32? I don't know. And that's what matters here is bracket forms, because everything is better in a bracket.
That's right. You know, even with a 32, it's funny. There were people who said we missed a few movies.
And we'll talk about that at the end. Let's get into it. And I'm going to do a little reminder in each battle what these movies are for our listeners, not for our panelists who definitely remember every detail of every movie we covered.
Right.
Your first battle is The Shawshank Redemption, which is possibly the most famous movie on our list. It tells the story of an accountant, Andy Dufresne, who gets falsely imprisoned for the murder of his wife and her lover. The movie shows how he tries to get through the brutal life of prison by using his financial knowledge. It's Going Up Against All the Queen's Horses, a documentary telling the story of Rita Crundwell, the perpetrator of the largest case of municipal fraud in American history. And it asks that age-old question, how could one woman steal $53 million without anybody noticing?
Are we allowed to provide just a really quick update to Rita Cromwell due to our super sleuth, C-Notes, who uncovered a very interesting tidbit?
Yes, we are. C-Note, lay it on us.
Well, All the Queen's Horses told the story about Dixon, Illinois, and Rita Crundwell, who perpetrated some accounting fraud there, and she had to go behind bars, but now her sentence was commuted by the president.
Why do we think that happened? I know we're not here to do any political commentary, but that one surprised me.
I really don't know. Like, I think a piece of it had to do that she was actually out of prison and had, I think, due to COVID, and was, I think, on home confinement. Couldn't leave her house. I don't know if it was still the nice house she was living in or if, you know, it was a much smaller house after she sold her assets. I don't know. Maybe that had something to do with it. I was surprised. Candidly, if I lived in Dixon, I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
I'd be pretty unhappy.
It sounds like some Dixon people are unhappy with that.
It makes sense to be unhappy. It is baffling. But we're not here to get into whether presidents should have pardoning power or how they should or shouldn't use it. We're here to talk about accounting movies. But Catherine, thank you for that update. and maybe we'll get a maybe she'll do more fraud, and then we get to talk about her again in the future. Wouldn't that be nice?
Maybe we'll have her on the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yes. New goal for 2025.
Steve, it'd be great to have her. Yeah.
Get on it.
I'll try. Catherine's pun intended. Catherine's the horse to bet on with this one. Let me just lay this out. If you take, obviously, Shawshank Redemption is a fictional story, but if you were to take what he did, Andy Dufresne, at face value, if a person could really, really do that, I think I think that ends up being the better story. I think that ends up being the better accounting movie, because candidly, and I guess, well, maybe I do mean offense to Rita, but the accounting just wasn't that sophisticated. I mean, you look what she did. It wasn't particularly difficult. I mean, we're talking about, like, shabbily named bank accounts, copied right. invoices, and kind of crappily done. There's nothing sophisticated about that. I mean, that's like arts and crafts. Andy, that was, like, real accounting stuff.
He was crunching those numbers.
So that's what I would say.
This is a surprising take from you. I thought maybe you would have been like, that's not an accounting movie, Shawshank Redemption, and so therefore all the Queen's horses will move on. Because that's kind of my take, is I think all the Queen's horses will move on. And I'm kind of upset that these two movies are going against each other, because they're both so good.
Okay, I don't mean to, like, go back and revisit this, but here's the other problem. Shawshank Redemption is a movie. All the Queen's horses, this is a documentary. I mean, this is, like, something that, like, actually happened. So part of the challenge is it's, like, apples and oranges a little bit, right? Like,
that is always a hard fight when you have docs going against films. But I think there's an artistry in documentaries. It's just harder to compare, because you can't, like, compare performances. I'll say, as somebody – I love this. First battle, we already have a disagreement. Steve's on Shawshank's side. Catherine's on All the Queen's Horses' side. I am infamously anti-Shawshank. I think it is a treacly, overrated movie.
I
will agree – that I think the accounting throughout it is more interesting. So for me, it's the accounting making my vote go forward more than the cinematic qualities.
Wow.
And Shawshank Redemption moves on.
Wow.
Looks like the Gravanga family just got added to the Soder family Christmas card list.
Yes. I'm so happy. So Shawshank moves on. And it is our first seed. And we've had, you know, complaints throughout. I have no idea what would happen if Shawshank got booted out in the first round. Next up, we have Ghostbusters. Four parapsychologists forced out of their university funding set up shop as a unique ghost removal service in New York City, attracting frightened yet skeptical customers. And Rick Moranis plays a CPA who gets possessed. It's going against our other documentary, Enron, the Smartest Guys in the Room, which is a story that completely shook up the accounting world and took down one of the largest accounting firms in the world, and is one of the reasons Sarbanes-Oxley came into existence. Let's get
Smartest Guys in the Room.
And I wholeheartedly agree, because there really was no accounting in Ghostbusters. Rick Moranis was just an adorable, nutty, you know, character that, in my mind, unfairly reemphasized typical accounting stereotypes. I believe I took exception with that when we recorded the episode. Smartest Guys in the Room, I think, as well, hands down.
That's right. I remember you have a love-hate relationship with Lewis Tully, Moranis' character, because he is great. He's super funny, but then people think, these are all accountants.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Enron, Smartest Guys in the Room, moves
on. But what were you going to say, Mike? We're just curious.
Would that have been your vote?
Well, yeah. My vote probably for accounting movie probably would have been Enron, Smartest Guys in the Room.
If
they're not going up against each other and we're not here to whatever, I also think it's a better made documentary than All the Queen's Horses. I'd see the creativity within this one pushes it forward as well, plus the accounting.
Yeah. And a great book, by the way, and a great movie. I actually have, you can see the book is actually right behind me in my bookshelf. Phenomenal, phenomenal book.
Our number 10 seed is Moonstruck. It's the mid-80s. It's Cher. It's Nicolas Cage. There's bookkeeping. There's romantic misadventures. And it's going up against our 19th seed, The Accountant, where Ben Affleck plays the titular accountant who works for illegal companies and helps them manipulate their financial records. This leads him to go head-to-accounting head with the FBI.
Are we going to waste our dear listeners' time with such an unnecessary conversation? Moonstruck versus the accountant, really? I really think we should just move on. It's clearly the accountant. Full stop, okay. Hands down, no question.
I agree, but the acting, I would say Moonstruck is pretty good.
I think Moonstruck deserves its flowers. It deserves every once in a while a movie you're like, that existed, and people start talking about it again. I think Moonstruck deserves that. The culture disease, like, go look back at it. It's a wonderful movie. But I agree, if we're talking about accounting, the accounting.
It's hard to vote against a movie with The Accountant in the title.
That was to full disclose, the whole story of this bracket, that was not originally in our bracket, but I could not find Same Time Next Year anywhere. It is an impossible to watch old movie. So The Accounting assassinated his way through.
Well, and speaking of unbeliefs, I can't believe Cher won an Oscar. Just gonna throw that out there. I know. Now I've been taken off the Gravano list for Christmas cards.
Our final battle in the third round is our 14th seed, Stranger Than Fiction, where Will Ferrell plays Harold Crick, an accountant who loves numbers and has a habit of involving counting in everyday tasks like brushing his teeth. Things go awry when he falls in love and finds out he's the protagonist in a novel. It's going up against our 11th seed, The Untouchables. Brian De Palma's look at the team of accountants that exposed a famous gangster, Al Capone, and put him behind bars for tax evasion.
I think the better movie is Stranger Than Fiction.
Ooh.
Wow.
Is that controversial?
Only because it was like a little indie arts-esque movie, and Untouchables, given Connery and Costner and De Palma, is like a known.
Yeah. It was like a blockbuster, right? That is a really popular movie.
Probably Oscar nominated, if not winner.
Oh, what? Yeah. Shoot.
That's okay. You can have your opinions, Catherine.
I mean, movie, acting, performance, whatever aside, again, I think Stranger Than Fiction just reinforced these very inaccurate and unfair stereotypes about these accountants, even though he does become a very likable, relatable person and creature. It's got to be The Untouchables. I mean, Al Capone, like murder, violent, whatever, but you get him on tax evasion because of the accounting. What better story is it than that?
That's true.
So we have one for Stranger Than Fiction.
Yes.
And one for The Untouchables. Sometimes
what's it going to be, Mike?
You think you know something. Stranger Than Fiction is one of my favorite movies. And another one where I am in the less popular boat of hating on The Untouchables. But I've watched it a weird amount in my last few years, and it's grown on me. And I think the accounting has to push that train through. And The Untouchables takes it from me.
Yes.
Man, we're into our quarter.
I gotta put Mike on like a birthday card list. This is amazing.
All right, next up is this is gonna be a hard one. This should be the finals. I'm saying it right now. This should have been the finals, but that's not how brackets work. The Shawshank Redemption versus Enron, the smartest guys in the room.
Dang it.
Hollywood or history? Which way are we gonna go?
I'm voting history. Although Shawshank, in my opinion, is a really good movie.
Mike doesn't agree about Shawshank being a good movie, but I agree with you on Smartest Guys in the Room. It's got to. It's get right. I mean, it's got to.
I agree. I think it's a better movie. And the accountant's there. Next up, we have The Accountant versus The Untouchables. Our two violent accounting movies.
Oh, right.
That's interesting.
I'm going for The Accountant.
I'm actually going for The Accountant, too. I mean, again, I realize Untouchables is a movie that was based on real events. The Accountant is not based on any real events, at least not that I know of. But again, if you take what Ben Affleck did, this character anyway, at face value, I think it's The Accountant.
All right.
I really do.
The Accountant, that I love it. It's a huge upset, which is why brackets are fun. Today's episode of Off the Books is brought to you by Workiva. But I'm not here to talk about Workiva. I'm here to talk about grilled cheese sandwiches. Have you ever thought about how perfect, yet so simple, the humble grilled cheese is? It's just bread and butter and cheese, but it is so much more. It melts. It stretches. It is gooey, which is not an adjective I use lightly, dear listener. More importantly, it pairs well with all sorts of delicious things. Tomato soup? Oh, absolutely. Onions and prosciutto? You know it. Peanut butter and Fig Newtons? I have not tried that, but I'm sure it wouldn't be that bad. The point remains, things are better when you combine good things with other good things, which is the whole basis of the Workiva platform, bringing your SOX compliance and internal audit and SEC reporting and ESG needs and all that other financial and non-financial work into the same platform, and heavenly flavors will emerge from the ether and angels will sing. Yes, Workiva. Get gooey with it and learn more at workiva.com/podcast. The accountant moves on, and now, in your finale, your final battle, the accountant, who is the smartest guy in the room, going up against Enron, the smartest guys in the room.
I'm just going to say that I'm pretty sure when we went through the bracket this very first time, I predicted smartest guys in the room would end up being like the winner of it all.
I do think
I have to be true to my prediction. I'm going with smartest guys in the room.
Wow, I think I have to agree.
For the best
accounting. No! Movie. What?
You guys are crazy.
This is crazy. Mike, what was your vote?
I would have gone the accountant. I think Enron, Smartest Guys in the Room, is a phenomenal documentary. And it's very, but like, I'm a movie guy, and yeah, The Accountant is the kind of dumb I love. And I think The Accounting is also there.
Okay.
So, your off the books, presented by Workiva, official and legally binding best accounting movie of all time is Enron, Smartest Guys in the Room. Listeners, we would love your feedback. You should email us, leave us the comments on YouTube. Before we get out of here, let's look back, do some awards of maybe things we haven't talked about. Let's start with movies that we missed. What should have been in the bracket was not. Either your opinion or you've heard it a lot by maybe a coworker who won't let it go.
We should have had him here today. But to represent his viewpoints, I think he said The Dark Knight.
Yes, we have The Dark Knight has a lot of fans who are annoyed that is not in here. And I, you know what? I will say if Ghostbusters counts, The Dark Knight counts.
Sure.
100%. Like 100%. There's no way that doesn't play out.
That's kind of the only... It's accounting movies are hard. Again, I found 32 and stretched it. But Steve, in your ramblings, have you stumbled on another one?
No, not really. But this to me, this was like the most extreme example of how like this kind of ends up becoming a very slippery slope. Do you argue that Christmas Carol is an accounting movie because Bob Cratchit is an accountant?
Yes.
And, you know, the money and Scrooge and like all that stuff. I mean, and I don't know. You kind of just obviously have to go with the bracket that you got. But I think in retrospect, doesn't answer your original question, but I think in retrospect, if we bracket this stuff again, we probably ought to have like maybe a little more, you know, criteria. We were even thinking about that. We weren't, so it's nothing wrong with it, but I think that would be helpful next time.
And then this movie came out too late for our bracket, but I do think Everything Everywhere All at Once could be an accounting movie.
Oh, and we did a special non-bracket episode about that. And,
that's right.
Those will continue. Off the Books Goes to the Movies will be an ongoing non-bracketed, non-competitive, semi-regular series as they come up.
Well, and I liked that one because the accounting was a part of it. It was like it was like a piece of the story. And that's the other problem is that we do a movie where there's an accountant in it, like Louis Tully in Ghostbusters, and we call it an accounting movie, but really, the accounting got nothing to do with the story. Everything Everywhere All at Once, 100%. Tax, deductions, receipts, IRS, audits, all the things.
All right, well, thank you guys for going on this journey with me. When I first pitched it, I didn't know how it would work, and it's been so much fun watching movies on the company dime. And big thanks to you, dear listener, for serving along with us. And I just said it, but I'll say it again. Big thanks to Catherine Tsai and to Steve Soder. This has been Off the Books, presented by Workiva. We will be back in the future anytime a new accounting movie enters the world and needs to be reviewed. And, of course, with more amazing interviews and news. Please subscribe, leave a review, tell your buddies if you like the show. Sound off in the comments if you're watching on YouTube. And feel free to drop us a line at offthebooks@workiva.com. Surf's up, and we'll see you on the next wave.